around 25th, 24th December, which is practically the moment that the day will start to increase and light will happen. So we will be born there. 3 months later at the equinox, he will become a king. Then 3 months later, he is the ruler. And 3 months later, suddenly he starts to go away and will give us a lot for the winter time, and we have the Thanksgiving and we'll say goodbye to him. Then again he will be born. That's Mithra. And we'll be born from where? Water, the lake. The queen of the lake is his mother. Who is his father? He cannot have a father, because the mother should be virgin. Means a virgin school of thinking, something that did not happen in the animal kingdom. Means the spirit of humanity, which is the spirit of love. Mehr, which is the name of that guy, in Persian language means love. Means kindness. That's the school, right? So, what are we talking about this stuff in here? Who is Pir? He's ageless. He was from the beginning to the end, because love is like that. How does it come back to this experience of you? You are not looking at love. There we were talking about what? A socio-economic contract between some people to legally live together. And it was created for one thing only. Money. The wealth. What will happen when these two guys are going away? The children in this stuff, it will be divided, because the wealth should be guarded. If not, the future of the children is in jeopardy. Because we are one of those animals that will give birth to a very extremely non-complete child. It's not like the good animals, they drop an egg, they go away from that egg, the next insect will come out with all the knowledge and things like that. We give birth to something that cannot survive. It should be taken care of. So many years. It needs a lot of energy. That's why that contract is there. Right? In rich countries, even a single parent could afford to bring up children. That's what you are observing. That's not love. Oh my goodness. Do you remember at the beginning I said, here we do somehow opposite of what we do outside in the universities and things like that. Over there we talk about what the reality is, what we found really, what are the laws, right? Here we want to talk about exception, so we cannot explain it. What we do? Okay, there is something I want to tell you, and I don't know how to tell it. I try to explain it, right? How? The only way we can do it is, we'll tell you what is not. We'll tell you what not to do. We cannot order you to do something. That's your decision, your freedom of choice. We believe in that, because with that comes responsibility, remember? So here we can tell you what is not. Not what is. Here is what we think peer is. First of all, peer has nothing to do with age. Because it has nothing to do with that experience and learning stuff, it could happen. Remember, with no experience, the 3-year-old boy was doing. doing it. Imagine, 5-year-old boy writing a concert. My goodness, that's an education. That's something in Mozart, and that's unique. If everybody was like Mozart, our generation was old.
Because nobody would do anything else but enjoy the music and dying out of hunger.
Here is like summer. We are, this is the difference. We are the opposite. You know what the lover is? The one is not like us. That's the best way we understand it. So I named him, although he's young, because you're starting to have some feelings about him. When I explained this king, sun coming down, raining, going away, you had a feeling about it, right? That's what Mithraism is all about, and that's the beginning. So, okay, this process, never-ending process, okay, this is new to you, and how do you learn it? Really, how could you learn it? There is only one way, which is practice. Try to be kind to people, to everyone. You owe them a lot because they let you practice with them. They become your practice fellow. Don't think that they owe you something, because you're learning from this stuff. The stuff that you're not used to. Remember I told you that if you look carefully, you will find the things that Rumi told the people to do, really. If you want to understand the kindness, kindness is not, it's not sold in a store, huh? It's not made in a lab. Where is kindness? There is no kindness around. Is there somewhere I go and find kindness? I could create it myself. I'll be kind to someone. I created the kindness over there. Then I'm the creator, and I appreciate the fellow to work with me, to be the subject. So I owe even some apologies to the people when I'm kind. Really? Because, you remember, I told you if there is something you wanted to put somewhere to look at, look at it. If you're looking for that golden keys, who is not? A golden key, something that will help you a lot. Write it down. You could do better. And put it everywhere. Or put it somewhere that every single moment you could remember it. Because that's what we are. Potentiality of improvement. So whatever you do, you could do better. Now I'm kind to someone. And I guess I'm going to do something. With practice, I will learn. When a no kind fellow wants to start to be kind, his kindness will look like something that we are going to see. At the end of a book, we will talk about that. The bear who wants to be kind and will kill the fellow because he wants to be kind. This is something that I told you, the verb for this in Persian language is practice or sport. I mean physical practice. That's the verb for love. You will exercise love. Love is not something you consume or you have or you do or you make. You exercise. And by exercise it will be created by you. Anyway. This is what love is. Let's hear the heart of this peer, which is love. This is another kind of, do not forget, the book is Book of Love, right? And what is the heart of a peer? It's love. Because if I ask you, okay, now I know a fellow, he is a peer in a khanaqah in North Africa, okay? The guy is sitting there, how does he feel? Feels lovely, isn't he? How does Nelson Mandela feel? Lovely. He feels love towards the people. Look at him, with all those reasons to hate everyone. To hate everyone for generations. To make a black and white movie to show you the horrible stuff that may have happened to my ancestors. Therefore, you owe me something. This is Nelson Mandela, after being 27 years in prison for no reason, and being objecting the, I don't know, ruling system, apartheid and all of that, going from jail to presidency, he gave it up, and he's taking care of foundation for all children. This is what it is, right? Let's hear it from Rumi. Let's go back to Rumi. Sir. Yes?
It says in Nicholson's translation, he puts the name of Husamuddin in there, and I'm presuming that this is Nicholson's own idea.
Which one are you talking about?
I bestowed on 29.
Oh, yeah.
My young fortune.
I bestowed it on my young fortune, Husamuddin, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. These are just the. Imposing of the mullahs who wants to bring it down to a fellow and thing like that. There is none.
No, because I'm the
no.
Text, yeah.
Pardon me?
The line before that says it appears like summer and the other people are like autumn, but in Farsi version it's Pyutav is going to have one tea, ma, tea, different thing. Like if we
oh, yeah. This is, the, yes, again, they translated it. He will not say that this is the summer and that's the autumn. He will say this is the summer and that's the month of October, for
June,
example.
June, like the beginning of summer.
Yeah, like June. Because in that month, that the name of that month, although it's close to the opposite part, close to the autumn, but it has some meaning in it. Tir. Anybody knows what means tir? The arrow. What is the arrow? Arrow is an instrument for you to hunt something which is far away from you and it's out of reach, but you could hunt for it, right? Arrow is something that you will throw it and everything could happen. It is instrument of hunting, and it's more than that. When you go back in the old archaic Persian time of men and things like that, there are a lot of meanings in the word, yes. But here, super simplification. If you want to correct all of this, this is something that I would have liked to talk about it a little bit. Because recently, I believe, you had the opportunity to listen to someone who translated Rumi. And I would like to know what you think about it. Because in a way, there are some suggestions here and there for what to do, what to not to do, and blah, blah, blah. And all of it is a little bit strange to me, because I think translating poems is impossible. I mean, it's not impossible. Translating it needs a lot of explanation, and it's honestly what I'm doing here. I'm translating the poem to you. I go to the word and I explain there are some other meanings and all of that. When you want to translate it literally, you change one word from Farsi here to English, right? That word you choose in English is equivalent to what?
6-7 levels of meaning in Farsi.
Means the first level, the actual literal one, which you could find in the street. The one that we said Rumi doesn't mean it will be translated.